Corbyn's brother trashes open borders, brands Extinction Rebellion a Soros-funded globalist scam. By Jack Montgomery on October 31, 2019. Piers Corbyn, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn's Brexiteer climate skeptic elder brother, has lambasted Extinction Rebellion as a Soros-funded, EU and UN-backed scam to transfer money from ordinary people to corporations. Speaking to YouTube personality and former UKIP candidate Carl Sargon of ACAD Benjamin, the physicist, weather forecaster, and former Labour councillor warned viewers that climate policy is there to control you, not climate. The political origin of Extinction Rebellion is the globalist supranationals, the mega-rich. They're funded by George Soros, among others. He spent $24 million on the group which set up the so-called climate strike, Corbyn alleged. They are orchestrated by the mainstream media and tolerated deliberately by all the governments in the world, just about, bar very few, he continued. If you and I were to have a demonstration about Yemen, the war and arms, and so forth, we would be swept off the street in half an hour, right? He told Benjamin. Or if the miners' strike had have tried to occupy London like they did, they would have had the horses against them straight away. They'd be swept away. So, Extinction Rebellion are completely tolerated by the powers that be, he added. According to Corbyn, the purpose of the climate crisis campaign is to shake down ordinary taxpayers to give huge amounts of money to large organizations, mega corporations, to build wind farms and develop more unnecessary batteries, or whatever. At the same time, there will be handouts to the banks and so forth who are otherwise going to be facing a big economic crisis, all in the name of combating climate change. It's a way of handing out money to failing businesses in the West who are suffering under China and India's competitiveness, he claimed. The United Nations talks about redistribution of wealth, but if you look at it, it's redistribution upwards, absolutely upwards. The more and more the globalists are taking power and influence under the guise of the United Nations and the European Union to redistribute wealth, it's redistribution upwards, he said. He added that the development of the Third World is being held back by climate policy. For example, by discouraging the construction of coal-fired power stations which could provide electricity, and leaving women exposed to poisonous fumes from cooking on open fires. He asserted that the European Union, United Nations, and the climate change propaganda which we're being subject to now are all from the same source, globalist megacorporation world domination. Corbyn conceded that some climate activists may be well-intentioned, having been brainwashed by the BBC 24/7, but said it was worrying. That is, these days, a lot of them are questioning nothing, believing that even veteran left-wingers like himself must support plastic in the sea and be in league with Donald Trump if they do not subscribe to climate change orthodoxy and oppose the European Union. On the subject of the Labour Party led by his brother Jeremy, the elder Corbyn declined to criticize its leadership directly, but suggested that he was surrounded by people who have an agenda which is really very pro-EU and very Remainist, and in the end would be the opposite to the trajectory which he set out to achieve when he got elected as leader. A reference to Jeremy's very long and well-documented pre-leadership history as a Brexiteer. In terms of his own preferred policy solutions to Britain's energy and environmental needs, the elder Corbyn said the focus should be on research into thorium-type nuclear reactors and once again mining coal and building coal-fired power stations, which can be made clean in the sense that all the smoke, with modern equipment, can be removed. Environmental movements, he suggested, should refocus their efforts on traditional causes like improving biodiversity, planting trees, and preserving hedgerows. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.